My family came into the mountains of North Carolina about 1750. My great-great-great-great-grandfather came from Wales, and there's land that's still in our family that's been on the same deed since 1781. My dad was born there in those mountains. A lot of that land is now part of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. The what's left just butts right up and goes into parkland. He was born in 1901 in a house that had no electricity and no running water. And as a child, he would tell me later, the only thing they bought was salt. And they bought salt to cure meat or to pickle, you know, to brine things. Everything else, everything they ate, everything they wore, everything they lived inside of, every single thing they made themselves. They would kill one unweaned calf a year to get the rennet stomach lining to make cheese. Otherwise, it was pork. Yeah. He said, though, his mother did like store-bought sewing needles. Because the needles they made from deer sinews and deer bones would break so easily. Well, he used to tell us a lot of stories about things when he was growing up. They were never called stories. They were just the time when. And so I'm going to tell you about the time when something happened, one of my favorite stories that my dad used to tell us.